This is Ron Moss Ministries. I was fortunate enough on Sunday to be asked to go and see a lady who they asked me to come and visit. So we went to church together, and I worked with her, one of her great grandsons. And it was just a joy to go visit her. Her name is Janie Elizabeth Cowens. Just for some historical context, she was born July the 13th, 1919. She's got five grands. She's got two kids with five grands, 13 great-great-grands, and 18 great-great-great-grandchildren. I thought about the fact that she's 100 years old now, and I couldn't help but to do a little historical fact-checking, you know, just to see what was going on or what's been going on in those 100 years. I went as far back as 1920, when the Harlem Renaissance in Black literature and art had started. The early 20s, where A. Philip Randolph organized the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters. 1936, when Jesse Owens won four gold medals in the Olympics. 1944, when the United Negro College Fund was founded. 1952, after keeping statistics kept for 71 years, Tuskegee reported that this year were no lynchings. 1960, the sit-ins at the Woolworth store in Greensboro, North Carolina. 1968, when Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. 1977, when Alex Haley's miniseries Roots had started. 1983, when Guy Buford was the first African-American astronaut to make the space flight on the Challenger. 1995, the Million Man March. 2001, Colin Powell becomes the first African-American Secretary of State. And in 2008, we have our first African-American president. Barack Obama becomes the 44th U.S. president of these United States of America. I thought about what it must be like to live in a country for 100 years. And I want you to try to digest that for a minute. She has been here on this planet for 100 years. First and foremost, God has had a smile on her. God has had his hands on her for 100 years. We all know that if we were to do an inventory in our own families, we've lost loved ones in their teens, as well as loved ones who were 20 and 30 and 40. Matter of fact, it's odd now if you find people who live past 70 or 80 years old. And here's a woman who's been able to sustain and maintain for 100 years. And I gotta believe, I just gotta believe that love has kept her here. Because you got to be able to do something right, or you got to keep yourself in the right place at the right time to be around for 100 years. And I just believe that her humbleness, she's a very humbled and very beautiful and intelligent 100-year-old woman. Her humbleness has kept her here, and her belief that God sent his only son to save her and her large family has kept her here for 100 years. I thought about what greater example, what greater mentor for all of us to use as an example for our life. I can't tell you the storms that she probably faced or the storms that she encountered for those 100 years. But the fact that she's still here says that she had to weather, Lord have mercy, she had to weather a whole lot of storms over 100-year period. And I don't know if you've got some folk in your family that has been around for a long time. I would tell you to, you know, I know we all act as though we're so busy being busy, that in a 24-hour day period, you really don't have time for not even yourself. You do, but you try to make it seem like you don't. You want to be so important, and really the only person that you matter to is really you. And for 50 years or 60 years or 70 years or 80 years, you spend a whole lot of time doing nothing, when you could have spent some time making an impact on somebody else's life just for the fact of how you was living. If you were living in the right way. How can a 100-year-old individual, how can a 100-year-old Janie Elizabeth Cowens make a difference in our lives right now? Resilience. Sustainability. Fearlessness. A desire to survive. Getting past the naysayers and the people who talked down and talked about her. The people who had nothing but some negative things to say about her, who probably have been long gone. And she's still standing. Still existing. Still praising the Lord. What can 100-year-old Janie Elizabeth Cowens teach us? I believe she can teach us how to love. You heard me mention all the great, the grands and the great-great and the great-great-great-grands. I'm sure that they see in her a grandmama that's all about love. I believe you get an opportunity to see what it's like to have a true relationship with God. I don't really believe you can hang around that long unless you're doing some kind of communicating with the Lord. What kind of example does a 100-year-old Janie Elizabeth Cowens make for all of us? I can tell you, for me, she gives me hope. I enjoy being around her because she, even at 100, she's funny. She likes to laugh and she likes to talk. And if she could move around, she would. She is a joyous person, a joyous, beautiful, 100-year-old woman. And so when I visited with her on Sunday, I walked out of her daughter's home feeling as though I felt honored, to be honest with you, that the Lord has allowed me an opportunity to see greatness and an opportunity to say, hey, if you do right, and you live right, and you act right, and you love right, and you learn how to praise me right, you can be around for 100 years. We tend to forget about our seniors. We kind of put them in the back, kind of put them in a closet, putting them in the nursing homes and act as though they don't exist. And I believe the Lord allows us to have our seniors around to let us know who your real pioneers are and were. And they were your foundation. 100-year-old Janie Elizabeth Cowens created a foundation 100 years ago. Lord have mercy. And she's carried that foundation, or she's lived on that foundation for 100 years strong. Ms. Cowens, I thank God for you. I thank God that I get to go and tell some folk that I got a 100-year-old friend. I don't know how many of you can do that. I don't know whoever's listening to my voice. I don't know if you can say that, but I have a 100-year-old friend that I can go and talk to when I feel like it. And we can sit there and we can communicate and we can laugh and we can have a good time in the name of the Lord. Just good old down home country folk. That's Miss Cowens. You ain't got to worry about her being sophisticated or being something that she knows she don't need to be. You want to know why? Because she's 100 years old. Lord have mercy. My hope and my prayer is that if you want to live a long life, accept some stuff that come your way. A lot of us shorten our lives by allowing stuff that come our way to eat at us. Eat at our heart, eat at our mind, eat at our body, and eat at our soul. I believe Miss Janie sets the example that you got to learn how to let that stuff go. And every time, every minute, every second, every hour, every day you learn how to let it go, I believe you add another year to your life. And she spent 100 years letting go some stuff. What a great example that she is for not just me, not just for all them great, great grands and grands and great, great, great grands, but she's an example for all of us. Thank you, Miss Janie Elizabeth Cowens. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing and what you continue to do every day. We love you. And continue to hope heaven will continue to smile upon you and give you good health. Oh, yeah. Peace.